Hey girl, do you pray about your health and fitness goals daily? Do you pray and ask God to help you lose weight? Or what about asking Him to help you to stop obsessing about food? Well, I did. I did for so many years. These were my prayers. No matter what your prayers, God is here for you and He wants to hear every detail of your struggle, but also He wants to hear about the praises in your life. He wants to be able to change your mindset around your dieting goals and the things that are really consuming you around food. Today, I'm going to give you three tips that I have used to really change my prayer life and certainly help me find freedom in this area of food obsession and dieting and being all consumed with it. So I hope you'll stick with me. Let's dive in. Hey, girl, welcome to the podcast She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. For so many years, I prayed that God would take away my struggle with food, the obsession, the guilt, the shame, all the behaviors that surrounded dieting. I was so sick and tired, and I would just constantly cry out to God to please, God, take this away from me. And I wish I would have had someone in my life much sooner to help guide me in being able to shift my prayers in a different way. You know, obviously we all go on our separate journeys, but it really is something to feel completely alone and to not know kind of what direction to go. And I think that when we typically are in a situation like this where we are struggling with something, most of us kind of keep this topic away from God, even though He knows every detail about it. I think we tend to isolate and we tend to hide our feelings and our thoughts and emotions sometimes from God. We don't share all of that because we feel like it's not that important, or I should be able to overcome this by myself. At least I did. But I want to tell you that God answered my prayers. God answered not just my prayers around food, but bringing people into my life to speak into me the truth that I needed to hear to be able to change the trajectory of where I was going, to be able to give me the tools, to be able to give me the truth about what I needed to do for my body and begin to create the behaviors and the patterns of food patterns that I could actually overcome what it was I was struggling with. So today I want to give you these three tips, and I hope that you'll take these scriptures down as well. But the first tip is, first of all, asking God to change your heart to accept where you are. I think that the reality is a lot of us think that we should be able to overcome the struggle. We should be able to, like, why is this such a big deal for me? How come other people, you know, that comparison piece, right? How come other people don't really seem to have issues like this? I should be able to do this on my own. How come I can't overcome this? And really beginning to make specific prayers, asking God to accept where you are in this struggle and understand that you can't do it alone. You know, loving the person that God created, loving who you are, is pretty crucial to being able to look outside yourself and understanding that you have to look at yourself through His eyes. He has created you unique and special and individualized and has a purpose and a plan for your life and wants you to live that out to the full. And this struggle is a distraction for you. It's a distraction from life and from many of the joyful things that He has for you. And when we can begin to accept where we are, we can begin to accept the view of who God sees in us, who God sees us to be, then we can begin to have the confidence to begin to walk out and figure out how to overcome the struggle that we are in. You know, contentment is the place that you are, having that contentment in where you're at and not comparing is so crucial here, because with social media and all the things that we see and we take in, we are always constantly looking at what other people are doing and what others struggle with and how others seem to have it all together, but yet we don't, and we can't figure out how to overcome it ourselves. And I think that really trusting God and accepting that He has a purpose and a plan, even in this struggle, is crucial to how you're going to move through this journey of overcoming and finding freedom. The scripture that I kind of felt like kind of went along with this is Philippians 4, 11 through 13. And the New Living Translation says this, "Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." You know, asking God to really bring that contentment, no matter where you are in this journey, to give you the contentment of sitting right where you're at, because God can do so much in you in the midst of struggle, because our dependency is completely on Him. We are finally to the point of surrender. God, I accept this struggle, but I need you to guide me out of it. I need to know exactly what each step looks like, and I'm asking you to guide me. I am kind of dead in my sin. I am here in this struggle, and I don't want to be. Being open and honest with Him is going to be that first step to really overcoming here in this journey. Tip number two is, instead of praying to lose weight, pray for the strength to change your habits, right? This is where we've got to pray for that strength and to really tap into the fact that we are not alone, right? God is here with us. And, you know, the more that we rely on Him, even in moments where you feel like you want to drive through the drive-through and you want to go to Burger King and you want to binge on a number two or whatever it is, even though you're not hungry, but you're just feeling stressed and this is kind of what you want to do. Even in those moments, God, give me the strength. This is not the habit that I want to create. Lord, give me the strength to turn the other way. And even that simple prayer changes your thought pattern. It changes your thought to, nope, I should not do this. And so even in those moments, relying on Him to be able to give us that and change our habits can really be a defining moment. You know, finding the strength to do the hard things, it absolutely takes grace and confidence. And God provides you with that grace. He can give you the confidence to walk this out day after day. God can give you the strength to do the impossible, right? Relying on Him and His strength instead of your own is the great first step in overcoming. And I want to share Psalm 46, 1 through 3 here with this. And it says, "God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. No matter what is going on around us, no matter the struggle that we are in, the midst of where we are, God is our refuge and strength, and He is ready to help in times of trouble." And sometimes, at least in my own life, in my own journey, I would think, this is so not that big a deal. Like, in the whole scheme of this world, here I am worried about losing weight and so consumed with thinking about food. And people are dying of cancer and people have lost loved ones. And here I am. And you know what? In God's economy, everybody's struggle is different. And we can't compare ourselves to other people. But that is a time of trouble for us. And so we have to come to Him and we have to say, God, I need you. I need your strength. And stop pretending as though you can handle it all by yourself, because obviously you can't. I couldn't. And it's being able to tap into His strength that's going to help you overcome. All right, the last tip is praying for God to bring people or something into your life to encourage you, guide you, and show you the way. Sometimes it's really about those things and God putting people in my life to shift my perspective, to guide my steps, to teach me the things, to begin to overcome the struggle that I was having. And it's pretty amazing how God does that in over time. And he will do it because he is just a God of promise. He will do it. And when we seek him, he shows up. You need that accountability. You have to have somebody in your life that you can rely upon and lay it all out there too. And you have to be careful of who you choose, but it is important to have accountability. You also need encouragement. You've got to find somebody that is going to encourage you. You can't rely on people that are not going to be supportive, that are going to be negative. You can't rely on those people. You have to pray and ask God to bring the right people into your life. And you're here listening, and I thank God for you, because you are kindred spirit with me. And if you're listening, we're in the same space. I understand you, and I can relate to the struggle that you're having, and I hope that you can relate to me. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening. You need the right tools in order to overcome, and I pray that you just would just continue listening to the podcast, because I will continue to pour out into you the tools and the things that you need. But it does take you to follow through. It takes you to walk this thing out and to follow these tools and these things. And this is how you can begin to see God changing and working in your life. So not letting your prayer life be focused on, oh God, help me lose weight. Oh God, help me get over this struggle. Those are the prayers that I continue to throw up time after time after time. But really beginning to have him change your heart to accept exactly where you are, that he would change your habits, change the way you view the things that you do, change the way that you look at your habits, and beginning to look at those and create a healthier habit instead of, God, help me lose weight. And to really bring those people into your life that will encourage, that will hold you accountable, and that will walk with you in this journey that you're on. I am here for you. I would love to connect with you. You're welcome to hop on my website, dietditching.com. You can check out what I do and connect with me there. You can also come into our Facebook group, She Breaks Free, and to really find that accountability and encouragement. I can't tell you how amazing it is to be able to work with clients and see God change them just week after week after week, and they have the ability to find that freedom. I pray that this has blessed you and given you something to grab a hold of and just to begin praying in your own life right now. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. Take care.
If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.